from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the Cowboys are terrified of the possibility of Dak leaving and going to the Giants, who desperately need a quarterback. So they're doing everything they can to try to get Dak to stay. It's just not really their decision. Mm-hmm. I think if Dak doesn't get a contract before week one, he's gone. I think he'll be gone in 2025. Dak does not negotiate contracts during the season. He doesn't want to think about contracts. But if we get through the 2024 season and he doesn't have a contract, I think he's gone. So I think there is some urgency from the Cowboys to try to get a deal done. But again, how willing is Dak to sign a deal right now when he knows what free agency could hold from him 9 months from now?
Marcus Mosher, I guess, from 8 o'clock on Dak Prescott. Dak is good. Great, even. Like, every metric you look at, the guy is fantastic. And he's had help. I mean, number one receiver, CeeDee Lamb. I mean, before that, Amari Cooper. Like, the whole time he's been in Dallas, a great offensive line. So no doubt about it, but he's fantastic. He's right on the Stafford level for me. Like, we're talking Hall of Fame talent. Maybe not quite, like, all-time GOAT, like, at, like, I almost said, like, Allen. Like, Allen, yeah. Mahomes, Brady, Manning, Elway, Roethlisberger, even, like, below that. I think he could win big, but Dallas just has this curse about them. Whatever it is, they cannot win in the playoffs. And last year, it wasn't even close. Like, they got destroyed by a 9-win Packers team. The Packers are everybody's darling now, but a team gave up at the trade deadline. They traded Rasul Douglas to the Bills for a draft pick. They didn't think they were winning a playoff game at that point in time. A team squeaked in at 9-8 and then destroyed Dallas, who led the league in point differential. But you know what? Like, the thing about Dallas last year, and maybe this has kind of been a point about them for a couple years, is they're like Miami. They will hammer the bad teams, and they will struggle mightily against the good teams. Last year, like, okay, they were number one in point differential. Their wins by more than one score. They beat the Giants by 40. Okay, so that helps. They beat the Jets with Zach Wilson by 20. They beat the Patriots by 35. They beat the Rams. That's a good one. Rams by 23. That's a very impressive one. The Giants, they beat again by 32. So plus 72 of their point differential was just the New York Giants. They beat the Panthers by 23. They beat Washington by 35. Eagles by 20. There's another good one. And then they beat Washington again by 28. Like, of their all their big blowout two-score victories, like, they beat two good teams. And meanwhile, they lost to Arizona wasn't a good team. They lost to San Francisco, big. They lost to Philadelphia. They lost to the Bills easily, who ran the ball on them. They lost to Miami, who was another one of these teams that couldn't beat anybody good. And then they got smoked by the Packers in the playoffs. So Dallas is one of these conundrums where I can't figure out how good they actually are because, yeah, point differential and EPA per play and like a lot of these metrics show they're one of the best teams in football, but then every time they play the other best teams in football, they don't really show up. And I've got years of sample size on that. Plus 75 against the Giants last year. That's one of those things that's made me respect point differential a lot less as a metric to figure out how good you actually are. And that's knowing the Bills have been kings of this for years. The Bills, point differential-wise, have been better than the Chiefs. But Miami last year, running up the score on Denver, plus 70, or whatever they had against the Broncos, and the Cowboys being this other team where you just beat up on the bad teams over and over and over, like, does that actually make you the best team in football? I want to see what you do against winning teams. That's, to me, the real test. What do you do against winning teams? Dak leaving. The Cowboys, where are they at if Dak leaves? How do they let him leave? I mean, like Marcus said, it's up to Dak. If Dak wants to go, then he'll go. The Cowboys, though, what are they going to do? They're going to do Trey Lance? Are they going to draft a guy? Are they going to try to grab another veteran? I don't know who would be available. There's nobody hitting free agency next year other than Prescott. That's a big name. All this, by the way, you know what it made me think of when Marcus was talking about, hey man, Dak might really want to go, was thank goodness the Dolphins paid Tua. Thank goodness the Dolphins paid Tua. Because if they hadn't, I would have been thinking the rest of this morning, after Marcus said what he did about Dak, I would have been thinking the rest of this morning about Dak going to Miami and how terrifying that would be. Because Dak, I think, is a far more talented quarterback than Tua is. And Dak running that offense with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle and Devin Achane and all their weapons, Mostert, man, that would be more terrifying because I would expect them to be able to have a counterpunch. That's the thing about the Dolphins is if you figure them out, well, there's not much else they can do because their quarterback is so limited. But Dak's not as limited, so they would have more pivots.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But we don't have to worry about that because they paid Tua and he's locked in there. 803-0550 is the phone number. Josh, did you see my top 10 Disney villains yesterday that I put up on Twitter?
I did. I also saw that you tweeted about The Little Brave Toaster, and that's a movie I hadn't thought about in years.
Such a good movie.
It is so good.
Great kids, but The Little Brave Toaster is a great, great movie. Yeah, so Villainland is coming to Disney, and I just, you know, threw out my top 10 Disney villains, and is Cruella de Vil is number one an acceptable answer? Who else could be number one?
I mean, she wanted to kill dogs, so.
Exactly.
That's not great.
Come on. Also, I mean, villains in general are having a surge here, right? There's a lot of standalone origin story villain movies.
I think
that are coming out. And Cruella was one of them. Cruella had her own movie with, I think, Emma Stone in it. It was very good.
I think Scar could be higher. I would honestly bring Ursula down to six and then just slide everyone up. Because Scar...
How far down are you bringing Ursula? To six?
Six, yeah.
Ursula from The Little Mermaid?
I mean, Jafar can definitely go at three because he was just a crazy person. Hades can go at five because he was, or at four because he was pretty bad. I mean, god of the underworld. That's
yes.
not great.
yes.
But Scar, though, like I feel like he's so underrated because he doesn't reveal.
He's not a human.
He doesn't reveal anything. He just goes about his little plan.
Yeah.
And he was like ready. He killed Mufasa. Spoiler alert. You know, 30 years in the making. Sorry. And then almost kill Simba. Like, he would have had no problem just getting away with everything and just living a life of whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that Scar should be higher.
You think Scar should be higher?
That's my only thing.
It's a good defense.
The Leopard from Tarzan is an underrated one, too.
The Leopard from Tarzan is a terrifying character. You know what his name is also? Saber. Go search Saber Tarzan and go watch the scenes of this leopard in Tarzan. Yeah. Scar, okay, I could move Scar higher.
Because, like, Ursula's bad, but all she really wanted to do was steal Ariel's voice.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad, but, like, she didn't want to take over the undersea, or she didn't want to do anything like that. She just wanted a better
voice.
Didn't
she do stuff with souls also? Like, stealing people's souls? Or am I thinking of Hades? Am I mixing them up?
That's Hades.
Okay.
That's, like, Hades' whole, like, shtick. Like, that's his thing.
Yeah. Little Mermaid was one of the better Disney movies when I was growing up.
Vladislav Tretiak.
Miracle.
Yeah.
Miracle, baby. Let's go. A lot of people told me the coach from Miracle should have been the villain, though. Mm. Although he helped them. He took Tretiak out. Anyways, back on the Bills. And your attitude on them winning a Super Bowl with Allen. Chris in Lancaster has a thought on it. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning. You know, I think you're right. With Josh Allen, we always have a chance, and it's always going to be exciting. But, you know, I really feel strongly about this, and I kind of feel bad saying it. I think our head coach coaches not to lose. And I just think that he holds the team back. I mean, he brought them so far, and I think that was really exciting. But to get to the top, when we play a good team, especially in the playoffs, Kansas City, Cincinnati, he sits back, both offensively and defensively. And I think with Josh, anything's possible, but I doubt it because I think our coach is holding us back. And it pains me to say that because I'm a big Bills fan. What do you think? Have you heard that before? Is it just kind of me thinking this way about McDermott?
That he coaches not to lose?
Yes.
Oh no, I've heard. I mean, we've heard it. We've heard it a bunch. We've heard it a bunch. I don't know how much I agree with it. I think his reputation is that, and I think a lot of that comes from him being a defensive coach. But I, compared to his peers, I'm good with Sean McDermott on that front. Like, to me, he consistently goes for it on fourth down. He has the pass-happiest team in the league in the last 5 years that he's been the head coach of. And I've got examples more and more of him just being willing to get out of the way on his offense. And this will be the real test for me on that front. The next real test. Because I think he did that with Dable. Is he going to do it with Joe Brady? I don't know. Brady, as an interim, you know, running the ball more, that's not his background. If Joe Brady comes out again and is playing a safe, conservative, running the ball style of offense, then it's going to be hard for me to think McDermott didn't have something to do with it, because nothing about Joe Brady's background before that says that he would run that style of offense. Nothing. Not in Carolina, not in LSU, nothing. But I don't predict that's what they're going to be. My question about McDermott, more than like how he coaches, is just about timeline. It's just about how many chances you get. It's nothing to do with really even how good a coach he is. Is more for me, is he going to get all of Allen's career? If he doesn't win one, will he get Allen's whole career if they don't win? Or does there come a point where we're going to try something else because you're not getting his whole career without winning? That doesn't even sound fair, does it? You don't get his whole career and not be able to win. That would be my point. But I think I'm years away from thinking that that's realistic. We'll have time to get a call in and extend those sports. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll come back and wrap things up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.